Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. It's all about the truth. You know, when we're talking in terms of being born in the United States, we, our creator, put us here. If you see it by design, we were born here. And then we were subjected to all the rules, regulations, and codes because of man. And a lot of people have internalized these, believe that's what we must do without changing them. Because if you believe that Romans says that man should do whatever they're told to do because that man has been ordained to be in that position. We start saying, okay, where do we go? How do we stop this? Let me go to a couple of callers first, if you don't mind, Mark. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. I know where she's going to go with this, and I appreciate her calling in today. Lauren, you're on the air with Mark Passio. Go ahead, please.
Best guest that you've had, and I listen to everything that you do, and the reason that I like him so well is because he's about the solution. My solutions are easy, and you know what they are, and I would just want to run through a couple of things, but I'll just, real quick, obey God. Obey the 10, plus 1, love your neighbor as yourself. Keep your money in your pocket. Quit giving these people money. They wouldn't be able to do what they're doing if we didn't acquiesce, and you're correct about that. Keep your children in your home, meaning conscious parenting. The hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. What are these children learning? How are their consciousness being formed? And the last one is boycott big business. The government, the U.S. government, is the biggest corporation in the world. And we keep giving them money and buying things from them. Let's get our Social Security. Let's get our Medicare. Let's get our free this, free that. You want free stuff, not freedom. So this is our fault. Now, here's the important part. The one that creates is the one that has the right to control. God creates the men. The men create a club. The club makes rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. But because we don't understand the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, we think that somehow or another, it's what you were saying, the archons and exousias have come down on us. We obey them, even though we don't have to. And if you learn and understand the rules that they are using, they actually respect the Word of God. They respect the rules. But we don't understand them, so we can apply them. And so that's how I would encourage people to just understand the Declaration of Independence says that the government's formed to protect God-given rights, to unalienable rights. You cannot put a lien against the rights of...
Let me ask you a question. You're stopped like that lady was. She had a cigarette, which I know you wouldn't, but be that as it may, she had a cigarette. And he said, get out of the car or I'm going to light you up. You know, when you are at that position, you have no choice unless you want to antagonize that law enforcement
officer.
Right,
but I would have handled that differently from the start. I would have said, what's the emergency and how can I help? And when he said, well, put out that cigarette, I'd say, is there something wrong? Okay, has something been done? You know what I mean? I would engage them that way. What'd she do? And I'll tell you, the only reason that I think this way is because I used to sell the poison head drugs like what you did. So I understand these people are not within their wit. Okay, a lot of these people, they'll just pull a gun out and shoot you. So, but the point is that criminals do bad things doesn't make us not responsible to do what he said. He said, come out of her, my people, come out of lie. He said, Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So what I'm saying is you've got to understand, you know, if I'm dealing with an alligator, no, I'm not going to go wading in that pool talking about I have rights.
That's right. Okay, let me go to Mark. Mark, do you want to respond to Lauren?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's brought up a lot of good points. I think definitely conscious parenting is a huge thing, a huge aspect of the solution to not put the our young into these indoctrination camps called public schools that are essentially communist breeding grounds. That's one thing that we could definitely do. Understanding our rights, you know, knowing is the first step to saying no to this whole control system. And we have so many ignorant people out there who don't know their rights. That's, of course, another solution. When it comes to the whole what can we do in the face of immediate danger? It's a difficult balance that has to be struck there. And I tend to still fall on the position that I don't need to explain my rights to any other human being to possess them and to maintain them. They're mine and they're not negotiable. But, you know, that's a personal choice there.
Right. They're yours and they're not negotiable. Now, that is a very powerful position to take.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Thank you for joining us. We're entering officially the third hour of the Power Hour today, and I appreciate your joining us. This is a very unbelievably serious discussion because we're talking about the reality of what's going on, and you don't hear this. You know, the stories that CNN does on, gee, a woman had this happen to her or a man had this happen, never, ever talking about causation, never talking about remedy. It's all about the illusion of what the story is. And joining me is Mark Passio today, whatonearthishappening.com, whatonearthishappening.com. Lauren is joining us also. Do you have anything else that you wanted to add to Lauren before we move on, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to say that my work, one of the cruxes of my entire body of work is the very distinguishment, the separation between the natural world and the artificial world. It's something that takes a lot of, you know, effort and time and really reprogramming to deeply understand. I feel like the so-called free man on the land movement hasn't quite gotten to this point yet, because I feel that acknowledging at all any legitimacy to any part of the man's law system is based in the artificial realm. It's based in the realm of claims against other people that are illusory. So, you know, there, to me, there's only action in the world. There's only what one being does to another being. I don't care why it's justified. I don't care how it's justified. I don't care what rule, regulation, code, whatever is cited to justify it. Either someone has a right to perform the behavior that they have performed because it does not cause harm to another being. It is not physically interfering with their life, their freedom, or their property. Their life, rights, or property.
Mm-hmm. And, let me go back.
Or
let me
it does
go back
not,
to Lauren.
And therefore it's a wrongdoing. Or it causes harm, and therefore it's a wrong.
Right. Let me go back to Lauren real quickly. Lauren, mm-hmm. What would you like to add?
I just want to say I agree with everything he's saying. When people say the statement truth and justice, it's not truth and justice. It's truth just is. So it's either right or it's either wrong. But I'm just trying to move us as a group toward the free space that we want to be in. And you do this by shaming these people. And remember, because they're order takers, they do follow the rules. So when you, as a U.S. passport holder, as an American national, they look at you and treat you like a diplomat. Your gentleman wife, Paris.com, he was talking about the difference between the American national and the U.S. corporate citizen. When the cop stops you, he's looking at you as that U.S. corporate citizen until you tell him otherwise. So, but the other thing is, besides the U.S. passport application, which people can look at and start using these things, because they do follow their rules and they will back off. The other thing is the fraud negates consent. You have to remember that with any of these, co-surety contracts, these adhesion contracts that they're using, that they didn't disclose all the terms makes it not a contract. They are assuming, and they will assume until you express a clear, I am not a U.S. citizen. And I know people say, oh, that's worthless. That doesn't work. I'm telling you, as a homeschooling mother with CPS showing up at my house, as a woman pulled over for driving on a suspended license, and I said, I'm not driving. I'm traveling in my private conveyance. And when I went in and talked to the judge, I didn't plead. I said, I'm not here to plead. I'm here to because I did pay the ticket. Okay, but because I didn't have time to deal with that right then. But I mean, they should have taken me off, put me in jail, done a lot of things. They didn't. The power company wanted to turn off the power. I said, now wait a minute. My God says that I cannot do harm to another man. Love my brother as love your brother as yourself. So if I wouldn't radiate my neighbor, I'm not going to accept this. And they did not bother me anymore. And that's what I'm saying. I know that it sounds scary, but the thing that we need to fear is the God that created us. We need to do as he says, and he will provide us the protection. And if we suffer, we suffer for Christ, and that's okay too. But the shame starts to build on these people. They can't in good conscience continue with what they're doing in the face of looking at things like 26 U.S.C. 6013G4A, which is your termination of election for the IRS or having anything to do with their false contracts. So
okay,
I've
got to move on. I've got
this.
Other callers. I've got to move
Thank
on here. Thank you so much, Lauren. I agree with you. This is a hugely serious discussion we're having here today. Most people wouldn't even touch it. But I think it's important that we address it, and it's important that it be talked about over and over again. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Mark Passio.
Yes, these people do not follow the rules. I have multiple instances in my own life, and I can think of multiple instances in so many other people's lives. They lie, cheat, steal. There are many people incarcerated because they have been people have not followed the rules in the courts. These people are predators, and when we blame ourselves, we're letting the predator off the hook, and we're blaming the prey. And I don't do that. I do not blame the victims. These people are more powerful. Their might makes right, and they're not honest. And I'm really tired of all the excuses people give. Family, it's not just the order followers. All the family and friends of them, even people
That's right.
in the so-called truth movement, or what I call half-truthers. because they are apologists to these people, which allows it to continue. Instead of blaming the people who are the most danger to
us. I can't imagine anybody being an apologist for these people. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
They're all over the place.
Yes, they are. And the thing is, they try to steer people. They're protecting the system by steering people into believing other groups are their real danger. Instead of talking about the people in working government.
Okay, let me go to Mark. I agree
with everything this caller just said. I mean, it is all about putting the moral culpability firmly where it belongs, upon the shoulders of the people who are performing the harmful actions. If you want to look at the people who are destroying human freedom, it is order followers. It is people in the police and in the military who are the destroyers of human freedom, who are following their orders and carrying out harmful behavior when they have no right to do so. I do not need to explain to a psychopathic order follower who is a criminal, who is acting in the capacity of a criminal, regardless of what uniform he is wearing, what orders he has, what justifications he or anyone else is saying that he has as a right to conduct this harm against my life, my rights, or my freedom. I don't need to take the time to explain that to anybody. As a matter of fact, I've already done it. I've already done that publicly for the entire world to hear. I've stated my sovereignty. I am a sovereign being under the creator of the universe. The end. The end. Full stop. The end. No one rules me. The laws of nature rule me that were put into effect by the God of nature. Okay? And I don't care what anyone wants to look at that God as. It's a higher force than my own individuated consciousness because it put the laws that govern my individuated consciousness into effect in creation. Therefore, it is of a higher order, intelligence, and ability than my individuated intelligence. That's the higher power that rules over my behavioral processes and brings the consequences of my own behavior into my experience.
Okay, all right. Then, Mark, how do we turn this into, instead of you being an extremist, a sovereign citizen that reeks of this guy's going to go ballistic at any time?
I'm okay with all of those labels, Joyce.
Okay,
I am
but how do we turn
truth
that into
extreme?
I know, but, Mark, how do we turn that into being the norm and the way it should be for all of us to be saying that? What I'm saying is, yes, I agree with you, but how do we turn that into this is the way we should all be responding?
Everyone in the world needs to watch my natural law seminar. That's my easy answer to that question, okay? Without the understanding of what natural law is and how it operates in our lives, we are never going to get out of this situation. Knowledge is the way out. I mean, if you have some religious folk that may be listening to the show, and you go to the New Testament biblical texts of the words of Jesus, when he is asked by the apostles, what is required for us to be free? How are we going to gain our freedom from all the evil and oppressions of the world? He doesn't give them a prescription in the form of worshiping him or starting a religion or being order followers or having respect for authority. Authority is were the people who killed the Christ consciousness in the New Testament allegory. You know, Jesus was put down by the priest class who he was teaching, things that was contradictory to their old ways of thinking, okay, and they didn't like that. And the monetary system, who he, you know, overthrew the temple coin changers, you know, money in the outside the temple. And that was the banks of his day, the central banks of his day. And then the police and military, who were the Roman authorities, who basically put him to death. You know, people don't even understand that that biblical figure was fighting against the modern organized religion, the modern organized financial system, and the modern organized government. And
okay, let me go back to Renee real quickly before we go to the break. Renee, is there anything else you want to add?
Oh, we're on the same page. I don't see how anybody can call themselves a Christian and work in any one of the three institutions that Mark just named. It's impossible. I don't care who you are. If you work in that system, you need to quit insulting Jesus by calling yourself one of his followers. If you work for the government, No. You work for the same kind of people who murdered Jesus. Okay, let's be clear. And so the thing is, but we have too many people, even within the, quote, truth movement, who are protecting our oppressors by pointing people. They ignore the elephant in the room, and they sit there and point out the mice. Okay?
Well, I
call them the My Freedom Movement.
My Freedom Movement. I cannot, you know, qualify or whatever, what anybody else does or says. All I know is it's time we deal with it like it is. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley, Mark Passio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle-2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle-2 products are all natural, like a green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle-2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle-2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle-2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Joining us 24 minutes after the hour, you're in the right place. That is, if you think for yourself, if you believe that a creator placed you here for a purpose, and that you want to know what that purpose is. And that purpose is not to be constrained and contained by all kinds of rules, regulations, codes, and laws, then you're in the right place. Now, joining us is Mark Passio. What on earth is happening? And that's a question we should all be asking and doing something about. Let's go to Chris in Nevada. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Mark Passio.
Well, good morning, Joyce and Mark. It's been a great pleasure.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Mark, you were speaking earlier about some word terms, which I am totally on board with you, doing quite a bit of diligent research myself. The etymology. You spoke about government, mind control. You talk about anarchy in the archons.
Right.
Well, it's very important that many of our word terms have combinations or other encrypted secrets within. For instance, you use the word the mindset, the mind of Set. You use the word chaos, which is the assembly of the worshippers of Osiris, which goes with crisis, which is the cry of Isis, the war and sex goddess. And then we talk about all these different secrets that are hidden with our daily word terms. In fact, I think that the bar is really the British Archons Registry, more accurately, to be precise. What do you think?
There's a lot of occult hidden meanings within language, especially in the English language. And these occultists who are really running the entire, you know, earth right now, they love their little, encoded messages to each other. And I think you could play the game of looking for meanings in all kinds of different terms, but there's certainly a lot of encoded meanings within words that we use every day that most people, you know, have never even considered. I mean, one of them is money. The word money in and of itself is one of these occultic words. If you break it down, mon, M-O-N, is the root of one. It means one, from mono, okay? And then the second part of the word money is E-Y, which is eye. So it literally means one eye. And on the $1 bill, there is the one eye, the symbol of the all-seeing eye, you know, and the pyramid, you know, which is a representation of the New World Order structure that ultimately they want to build. I go into an extensive breakdown of what that symbolism is all about. But the eye, in its pure form, without the pyramid, was about the spirit of the creator of the universe, light, the spark of the divine, you know, within an individual, knowledge, et cetera, you know, real spirituality. And, they want to associate that with money. They want that to be the one eye. In other words, they want that to be God. And indeed, it is the God that is worshipped at the altar of this religion of, you know, modern statism and control. You know, the monetary system, you know, is what is behind all of it. And people do the things that they do in most cases because that is their God. They worship money. You know, they worship what, you know, they can get as a result of money, the status that comes along with it, etc. And that's all they care about. They don't have a value system other than a monetary figure. They certainly don't have a value system in the sense of morals or the understanding of how morality is related to human freedom. You know, most people don't understand that as the morality of a society decreases, then that society goes deeper into bondage and slavery. And if you want to be free,
happening. That's
you
what's
have
happening
to,
here.
That's
Let
right.
Me, Chris, anything you'd like to add?
Well, I did notice that he mentioned the word money, and his interesting interpretation was very good. It may also be Muni, the god of the moon, which is the Thomists or worshippers of the moon god. And so there are many different secrets in there. In fact, our English that comes from Anglish, which means bent or twisted man. And so we really need to do some diligent research into the meanings of words that we use daily without comprehension of what secrets and perhaps demon worship homages by uttering those sounds.
Good point. Good point. I got to move on, but thank you so much for that because you are so right. We need to know the derivation of the words. Latin being one of my most favorite things that I ever took, and therein we find the meaning of these things. Thank you so much, Chris, for the phone call. Let me go to Davey in Texas. Davey in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Mark Passio.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Morning. Go right ahead. Yes.
Say, Joyce, I remember when you were going around telling about the Gulf War syndrome, and you had a photograph of a service member that had been removed, his skin had been removed.
Right. That I still have that, and I still use it in my presentations. Stay right there, Davey, and we'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Mark Passio is our guest. This is Joyce Wiley. We'll be right back.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. We appreciate your support at the Power Mall. That's how we stay in business, on the air, to bring you people like Mark Passio. And I'll tell you, he has a message that is incredibly valuable that everybody here. Remember, we've got Willard Water on special now at the Power Mall. The grab-and-go 72 servings of food, certified, 100% GMO-free, is on special. The Organicil liquid is on special. All of the spices are on special at the Power Mall. And I want to encourage you to try many different ones of the spices. They're all good. They're all excellent. And you'll find some things. The one I like the best, Mediterranean seasoning, is just phenomenal in just about everything. So take advantage of getting that. The Carlson Lab products are on special. Remember the E-Gems, such an important item for your routine. And again, just like sugar on special, Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. And remember, Shadow Mind, available to Power Mall, has Mark Passio in it. So I know you're going to want to hear what he has to say in the documentary Shadow Mind. Okay, we've got, we're going to get back to the subject at hand, which is the abuse that's taking place in the name of government. And we've got Davey in Texas on the line. Davey, you said you remember when I was going around the country and I talked about a particular veteran that they had removed his skin, literally skinned him alive. What was your, what comment did you want to make about that?
Well, Joyce, the I was reading this book about, it's called How Chance and Stupidity Have Changed History, The Hinge Factor. Mm-hmm. And there's a chapter towards the end of it on the called the Zero Factor, the Gulf War, which started 17 January 1991, but actually began, according to this book, on 2 August 1990.
Correct.
And of course, you know from then what happened to a lot of so-called service members who allegedly worked for the so-called United States government.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do appreciate you having Mark on today to address the definition of the word government. And for people who do intend to, you know, follow Jesus and know the truth. The truth is in Isaiah 9:6, the word government is used, and it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." Now, that really ought to be the word government for all Americans and the people who want to love Jesus and do what he said and find out the truth, because if we find out the truth, we won't be susceptible to believing in a whole bunch of
That's
lies.
Right. That's right. Hey, thank you very, very much for that phone call. I appreciate
and
it.
I had one
that
other
was
comment.
That was the very prescription for freedom that Christ gave to the apostles in the New Testament, to know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
That's right. Thank you very much, Davey. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, you're on the air with Mark Passio. Go ahead, please.
Wow. These are tough acts to follow, Joyce.
The
okay,
callers are just as good as the guest. I mean, everybody knows what's going on here,
wow.
And it's time we find something to do with it. What are we going to do, Jim?
Well, I'm going to give it a shot here.
Okay.
I'll make it simple. What we're seeing is common law, God's law, nature's law, cosmic law, first time I've heard that, as opposed to lex rex. Lex rex, lex rex. It means law of the king.
Mm.
Now, common law, nature's law, God's law benefits a society and individuals, gives freedom. Lex rex almost invariably takes from one group, benefits one group, and removes, takes, steals from another group. Okay, Rex. Who's Rex? Who's Rex? He's the guy who writes the rules. I'll give you a simple example. You go to school, rules and stuff about your behavior, you break them, you go before an administrator, administrative law, no jury, trial, all that jazz. Okay, now, believe me, make no mistake about this. The primary beneficiaries of the, quote, education, end quote, system are the, quote, educators, end quote. Now, if you can take a simple example and apply it everywhere to this corporate mess. The IRS is a private offshore corporation. They had no right to collect the taxes on Walmart. The ATF&E is a private offshore corporation now in Puerto Rico. They have no more right to steal guns in the corner grocery store. And not only that, but the EPA has no more right to shut down a power plant than I have. Now, if you can look at this and start facing them down en masse, one at a time, say, listen, buddy, you're nothing more than a racketeering corporation. Get out of here and don't sign anything in front of them. But you first got to figure out what this is. Have I said it clearly enough, Joyce?
Very good. Thank you very much, Jim. Let me get a response from our guest today, Mark Passio. Mark?
Yes, I like that the comment the caller brought up the idea of Lex Rex. It's something that I actually closed my natural law presentation with, and I think there's two forms of that, and it means the law is king. Or, you know, you could reverse it and say the king is the law, whichever way you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in man's law, that was originally laid down by a king. Now that so-called authority is simply just diffused in an oligarchical fashion to a few people in society that call themselves the government or our representatives, and they write the law as authors, you know, authoring something, writing it down. You know, the true king is the God of creation. You know, that's what's really the supreme authority that puts the natural law into effect, which is the laws of morality, cosmic law, God's law, whatever you want to refer to it as. So that's another way of looking at the concept Lex Rex. Of course, what all earthly kings want to do is they want to be God here on earth. They want to rule here in place of the true king of the universe, you could call the force of creation, king/queen. It's not, you know, any particular gender, but they want to be that power. They want to be that force. So it's two ways of looking at that term. And of course, there is the man's law way of looking at it, and then there is the natural law way of looking at it. So I just wanted to lend that to, you know, the discussion there.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's go to Tom in Maryland. Thank you, Jim, for the phone call. Let's go to Tom in Maryland. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mr. Riley. I'll make this quick. A lot of good points. I couldn't disagree more with the one caller, though, who said that Christians have no place in government. I'll tell you, I think that you definitely want as many Christian followers in government as you can possibly have. Listen, this is our country, our government, and let's not just give it away without a fight. You know, I think the type of government that was set up for us really doesn't function too well without a common faith. And even if you are not a Christian, take, for example, the Ten Commandments. You know, if I were a Zulu, if that's even a faith, say it is, I don't think I could disagree with anything that's on the tablet of Ten Commandments. I think as anybody walking into a courtroom, I would look at that and say, well, yeah, I like that, regardless of what I believe. But, you know, this culture that we find ourselves in now, we have no common faith or culture, really, for that matter. It's breaking down so quickly to rally around as a people. And I think that's really where the root of the problem is. And by the way, as far as challenging police, you know, police, for the most part, the officers on the street, right or wrong, a lot of them, especially in this new century, it seems, are really just sheep herders. And, you know, you could be really on your game when it comes to the law. They're not going to know what you're saying. And I would not advise anybody to take issue with
that's right. Right.
On the ceiling. Now, there's a time and place for everything. Take what's going on, make notes, mental notes, and then you have the court system, at least for now, to pursue those grievances later when things are not as hot.
Well, quasi, we have that right today. All right. Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate the phone call. Let me go back to our guest. Do you agree that we can take it to the court system and we'll see justice there?
Personally, I do not. I think that they're just as owned and controlled as, you know, the politicians that are bought and paid for in, you know, positions of so-called authority in office. I think that the whole system is corrupt. I think it was corrupt from the very inception of the idea of that people should be ruled by other people. You know, that the whole concept of government is based upon the erroneous notion and the erroneous claim of authority. And therefore, you know, I'm not, I'm not speaking for anyone else. I look for no remedy in any system of anything other than standing within one's own rights. The problem is not enough people are at that level of knowledge. I fully am in awareness and recognition of that. When there would be enough people in the full recognition, knowledge, and understanding of natural law, they would stand up and say, this is our right, you're not stopping us from doing it, and if you try to stop us, we will physically take action against that action, and we will oppose you from trying to stop us from exercising a right. You know, or you know, we will oppose whatever wrongdoing you are going to do, not just with words, but in the physical domain.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is part of the understanding of what true enlightenment is. In my work, I give an explanation of what real spirituality and real enlightenment is about, and it's about the marriage of two principles. The sacred feminine principle of non-aggression, which is essentially the golden rule. Don't cause harm unto others. Don't do violence unto others. Don't take that which is not yours. You know, very simple common sense, following the rules of morality. And then there's the self-defense principle, which is the sacred masculine component of enlightenment. That is, if violence and coercion is being done to you, you have the natural right and always maintain the natural inherent right to defend yourself against that violence with physical force. You would not be reacting to violence with violence, you know, because you're not taking a right away from someone. You're not taking something that doesn't belong to them. When you stop someone from doing something that they have no right to do, you are engaged in defensive physical force, which is an inherent right. It is not an adding a second act of violence. If a mugger comes at me on the street and demands my money, or he's going to cut me with a knife or shoot me with a gun, and I happen to beat him to the punch and do physical harm to him before he can do it to me, that action was not an act of violence that I performed against that mugger. It was an act of self-defense that I had every right to perform. Therefore, it was a right and not a wrongdoing based in violence or the violation of anybody else's life, rights, or property. He forfeited his right to remain unharmed when he accosted me with the initiated force called violence. That's what violence is. Who started it? Well, government has already started the violence. I am not doing anything violent to anybody. I respect other people's rights, life, and property, and I don't do violence to other people. I abhor violence. I think the world should be free of violence. I want a nonviolent, voluntary society. That's the goal of everything that I teach. And so we have to understand maintaining the right to physically defend ourselves when our life, rights, or property is threatened. That is not violence in and of itself. That is the defensive use of force. And it's a huge part of my work, and I think people really need to delve into it and understand that distinction.
All right. Thank you for that. And, Trevor, do we have any callers? Trevor, do we have any more callers? Mike in Virginia. Mike in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
That's why in this country we're supposed to be a constitutional representative republic, where you could do anything you want so long as you do not infringe upon the life, the freedom, or the property of another. Okay? But we have to have laws and stuff like that. I understand what he's saying, too. But if everybody just roamed around doing whatever they feel like it, you know what I mean? We'd have mass killings in the streets all the time.
Is that your view of human nature?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Human nature? Okay. Do we have rapists? Yes, we do. Do we have murderers? Do we have thieves? Do we have all manner of psychopaths running around? Yes,
right.
We do.
Let me ask you a question. What if people who were essentially good people just understood that they had the right to deal with people like that by whatever physical means were required to stop them from performing those actions? What do we need prisons for? What do we need a million laws for? Isn't it common sense that someone doesn't have a right to violate the rights of someone else?
Yes, I understand that. But
so whose responsibility is that?
That
is the next question. Whose responsibility is that? Do we need representatives and police and standing armies that ultimately end up curtailing our freedom? Or does that responsibility ultimately lie with the individuals who live in a particular area?
I understand what you're saying. I understand it fully. Okay, but unfortunately, that's not the real world. I mean,
sure it is. As a matter of fact, that actually is the non-artificial world. Everything else that is brought into it through government structures is the non-real world. That's the artificial world. The real world is there's only people and behavior, and dealing with those behaviors in the natural world, not in a world of rules, regulations that are made up by man. It's common sense.
If you do harm to somebody else,
okay, wait, let me just interrupt.
Your rights are forfeit, and harm can be done back to you.
Okay, where do you disagree with the guest?
Well, I agree with, I understand that point, but if everybody felt like that, we'd be living in paradise right now, okay? But we don't, okay? Romans 13.
And therein, therein lies the problem. That's what I'm trying to explain. That the problem is that the vast majority of people don't understand that. They're not in that mindset. That's
right.
where the shift in consciousness has to come into play. The shift in consciousness is the understanding that the structures that we have built up in our world are artificial. And artificial structures that don't serve who we are can never lead to order. They can only lead to more and more chaos.
Okay,
see,
yeah, I think
that
we all agree with you.
Laws prevent chaos.
Right.
Laws
we
bring
agree,
on
we agree,
the
we,
chaos.
I agree
we all
on
agree.
Some of these points, I do. But, you know, like I said, I mean, what if I decided, okay, that I don't like my neighbor's color of his house, and I go over there and burn his house to the ground. Of course, now he's going to get mad at me and shoot
that
at
right
me.
That right doesn't
so
exist.
So we're going to have a big shooting war
going
on.
Wait a minute, but really, that's off the target here. That is way off the target. We're just about out of time. Thank you, Mike, for the phone call. I'm not quite sure where you're going with this, but we're out of time, and I want to thank Mark Cascio for being with us today because this has been an enlightening, to say the least, discussion here. That's what this is all about. That's what our being is all about now. Our freedom is all about. And to protect that, to conserve that, we are going to have to make some stands. And Mark, I really salute you for the stands that you're making. You know, it's where do we get and how do we get this to move to the next group of people? How do we do this so that each one teaches two and
right.
we end up with enough people to accomplish something?
I think an excellent place to start is my website with the podcast section. Go through it in order at your own pace. And please check out my Natural Law Seminar videos. It's a three-part presentation. It's called Natural Law Seminar. You can look it up on my website, whatonearthishappening.com, or on YouTube.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll have you back on again, and we're going to move into the solution, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mark Cascio.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alright, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, the letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this discussion is one that needs to be had over and over again. This discussion needs to be had by everyone, not just the truth seekers, not just the people who understand more about what's going on in this world, and in, especially in this country. It needs to be had over and over again. I mean, that's the crux of it all. Number one, it's being healthy. You and me taking care of ourselves to be able to stay in this, I don't know if you want to call it a battle, a fight, or discussion, or whatever, however you interpret it, is we need to be healthy to do it. And that means we're going to have to make some decisions, some choices, and stick by them. And yes, it always seems like it's easier to stop at Chick-fil-A or Arby's roast beef or whatever than to go search out and find some organic bananas and grapefruit and whatever else it is. But it's all about your health, and you will pay now or you will pay later, unfortunately. And the second thing, of course, is standing for what is real, standing and then standing. And we have got to start taking those stands. Everybody needs to, everyone. And if we all take a stand in a little way, then maybe we won't have to have these big battles and these big wars, because we've got to pick our battles carefully. I just want to address the issue that I'm down here at the villa in Texas. It is absolutely beautiful. The environment is phenomenal. The people are superb. I mean, all of the people that are here from the Power Hour, and there's about 50 of them, are so excited to be here. They're so excited to be meeting each other, to be able to see people from other states. We have a lady, like I told you earlier, from South Africa. Someone came from Belize to be here. And there's a reason. There is something here that makes everyone feel so good and so ready to make a change. I mean, yeah, it's hot, but you know what? That's part of it. And it's all about paying the price, doing what it takes, learning a different way. And these people are so representative of all of our audience. They're just absolutely wonderful. They wanted to come in and hear the show. Oh, they were out walking today, doing your power walking, and so they couldn't. They are just so thrilled and honored to be here. They keep saying that. They're just so thrilled and honored to be here. It is a very special time. I wish you all could be here. And so I wish for you that you would start eating the way you want to eat, not the way you should, because I don't like anybody to tell me what I should do. But you, believe me, it feels so good to eat the way you want to eat, the way you know you should eat, the way exercise, the way that we all know we need to be doing. You know, if that means exercising every break on the Power Hour, listening to the Power Hour, then doing exercises during the break. That's a great way to expand your level of activity. And drinking the water, drinking the green stuff as soon as we get it. There's been so many challenges with that, I don't even want to go into it. And it's not anyone's fault. It just happened, and it's sad. But we will have it before long. Trust me, we will have it before long. You will get it, and you'll forget all about this time. Anyway, just want to let you know that tomorrow we're going to be talking to Dr. Dennis Cuddy about the VA, the Power Elite, and then John. So we'll be having some open lines tomorrow also, and you'll be able to participate. You have a blessed day. I'm going to go do my power walking with all the Power Hour people. Have a blessed day. We love you at the Power Hour. I miss all of our people at the Power Mall. Trust me, I miss you guys. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you all. It's all about the truth. We'll see you tomorrow.